prayer is the pillow of Catholicism. Only the self-sufficient do not pray. The self-satisfied will not pray. And the self-righteous cannot pray. Otherwise, everyone prays. We pray because we can't help it. It's what we're designed to do. Prayer must be like a good well. It must not freeze during winter and must not run dry during summer. Now, if you're watching this, then it's fair to say that your problem is not prayer, but perhaps it may be persistent and consistent prayer, which is an issue that we all deal with from time to time. But not Abraham. The city of Sodom and Gomorrah was doomed by God because of their sins. However, it was Abraham's persistence in prayer that saved the city. Luke in our Gospel also touches on this theme. He likens it to a friend who keeps knocking on the door until help is given. God welcomes our persistent requests. He delights when we seek, ask, and knock at his door. There was an exhausted woodcutter who kept wearing himself out unnecessarily with a blunt axe because he didn't have the time to stop and sharpen his blade. Don't be like him. Sharpen your prayer life. Set aside at least 10 minutes for prayer every day, because it is through prayer that we can have a relationship with the crucified and living Lord Jesus.